A Werewolf Romance, written by Lillian Gerard. Prologue, Golden Blood. They say blood slaves are born, not made, that there's something in our veins, some ancient magic, some twisted gift from the moon goddess, that marks us from birth, that makes our blood valuable, powerful, worth owning. I was 3 days old when they tested me, a single drop of blood on a silver plate. If it stayed red, I was ordinary, worthless, free. If it turned gold, mine turned gold. My mother screamed, not in joy, in grief, because she knew what it meant. I would never be hers, never be free, never be anything except a vessel for the blood that flowed through my veins. I would belong to the Alpha. My name is Lyra, and I am a blood slave. For 18 years I believed that was all I would ever be. A living fountain, a renewable resource, property marked by golden blood and silver chains. I believed I existed to feed the Alpha's power, to strengthen his wolf, to make him invincible. What I didn't know, what no one knew, was that my blood didn't feed his power. It controlled it. Every drop he consumed bound him tighter to my will. Every ritual made him more mine. For 18 years, the Alpha King who thought he owned me was actually my puppet, and I was too ignorant to pull the strings. This is the story of how I discovered the truth, how I went from slave to queen, how the Alpha who kept me in chains learned he'd been wearing them himself the entire time. But first, let me take you back to the beginning, to the day I learned what golden blood really meant, to my 12th birthday. The day they harvested me for the first time. Chapter 1. The blood price marked. I was 12 years old the first time the blade touched my wrist. Old enough to know what was coming, I'd watched them prepare other blood slaves my entire childhood. Young enough to still believe someone might save me. No one did. The ritual chamber was deep beneath the Alpha's tower, carved from black stone that seemed to swallow light. Silver chains hung from the walls. Runes I couldn't read glowed with pale blue fire. The air smelled like copper and fear. I knelt on the center platform, my willow-thin 12-year-old frame trembling despite my resolve. My pale skin contrasted sharply with the dark hair that fell around my shoulders, but it was my eyes that marked me as different. The strange gold-flecked green that all golden-blooded children shared. My wrists were bound with silk, not because I would fight, but because tradition demanded it. Blood slaves always wore silk bonds for their first harvest. Something about purity, about not tainting the gift, as if there was anything pure about this. Lyra! The voice came from the shadows, deep. Young. Certain. The new Alpha stepped into the firelight, and I saw him clearly for the first time. Theron. Age 18. He'd inherited the title 6 months ago when his father died in a challenge. Everyone said he was stronger than his father had been. More ruthless. More powerful. They said he would be the greatest Alpha our pack had ever seen. They didn't say it was because of us. The blood slaves. The golden-blooded who fed his strength and asked for nothing in return except to be allowed to keep breathing. "Do you know why you're here?" he asked, moving closer. "Yes, Alpha." My voice came out steadier than I expected. I'd practiced this, prepared for this my entire life. "Tell me." "I'm a blood slave. Today is my 12th birthday. My blood has matured. It's time for the first harvest." "And do you consent to give your blood to strengthen your Alpha?" The question was a formality, a legal fiction, as if a 12-year-old slave bound in silver chains had any choice at all. "Yes, Alpha," I lied. He nodded once, apparently satisfied. Then he knelt before me, an alpha kneeling to a slave, but only because the ritual demanded it, and took my wrist in his hand. His skin was warm, calloused, the hand of someone who trained with weapons daily. "This will hurt," he said, not unkindly, "but it will be over quickly. And afterward, you'll have purpose. You'll know that your blood serves something greater than yourself." I wanted to laugh, to scream, to ask him if he truly believed that, if he honestly thought being drained like livestock for the rest of my life was purpose. But I said nothing. He drew a silver blade from his belt, ceremonial, covered in the same runes that marked the walls. When he pressed it to my wrist, right over the vein, the metal burned. Silver always burned blood slaves. Something about our magic made us vulnerable to it, made sure we could never use silver weapons to fight back, made sure we stayed helpless. Convenient. The blade cut. Not deep. They never cut deep on the first harvest. Just enough to let the blood flow. And it did flow, not red. Gold, liquid gold poured from my wrist into the silver bowl Theron held beneath it. It glowed in the firelight, luminous and beautiful and damning, proof of what I was, what I would always be. Theron's eyes widened as he watched it pool. "I've never seen blood this pure," he breathed, "this golden. You're..." He stopped himself, his jaw clenching. "You'll be valuable, very valuable. Not you are valuable. Not you matter. Your blood is valuable." There was a difference. When the bowl was half full, he pressed his thumb to the wound. It sealed instantly under his touch. Alpha magic, the one gift they gave to blood slaves. Quick healing, so they could harvest us again and again without killing us. So kind. He stood, leaving me kneeling, and raised the bowl to his lips. I watched as he drank my blood. Watched his eyes flutter closed. Watched his body shudder. Watched his wolf rise behind his eyes, silver and powerful and hungry. Watched him drain every drop. When he finished, he looked at me. Really looked at me for the first time since entering the chamber. "What's your name again?" he asked. He didn't even know my name. "Lyra. Alpha. Lyra." He said it like he was testing the taste. "You belong to me now. Your blood. Your body. Your life. Everything you are exists to serve me. Do you understand?" "Yes, Alpha." "Good." He turned to leave, already dismissing me from his thoughts. "The attendants will take you back to the blood slave quarters. You'll be harvested every week from now on. Don't disappoint me." Then he was gone. And I was alone in the chamber, staring at my healed wrist, wondering if this was what the rest of my life would be. Bleeding. Healing. Bleeding again. Over and over until my blood ran dry, or my heart gave out, or I simply stopped wanting to wake up. I was 12 years old, and I had just learned what it meant to be golden. Chapter 2. The Quarters. The blood slave quarters were in the tower's lowest level. Not quite a dungeon, we were too valuable to be treated like prisoners, but not quite comfortable either. 20 of us lived there. Ages ranging from 12 to 40. All golden-blooded. All bound to the Alpha by silver and blood, and the laws that said we were property. When the attendants brought me back after my first harvest, the others barely looked up. New blood slaves arrived regularly, got harvested, joined the ranks of the permanently marked. We were all the same, except we weren't. First harvest? An older woman, maybe 30, though she looked 50, gestured to the empty cot beside hers. "Yes," I said quietly, sitting down. My body felt strange, lighter. Like something essential had been drained away. "It gets easier," she lied, You'll get used to it. How long have you been here? 18 years. Since I was 12. Same as you. She smiled, but it didn't reach her eyes. My name is Elena. Welcome to the rest of your life. She noticed my curious gaze and added, I was a historian's apprentice before I was taken. I've read more ancient texts than most pack scholars. Sometimes knowledge is the only freedom they can't take away 18 years. She'd been giving her blood for 18 years. I looked at her properly then, saw the scars on her wrists, dozens of them, layered over each other like tree rings. Saw the gray in her hair that shouldn't be there yet. Saw the exhaustion that lived in her bones. This was my future. Does it hurt? I asked. The harvesting? Every time, Elena said honestly. But you learn to manage it, to find small pleasures, good food, warm baths, the books they let us read, small things. That's how you survive. Small things. As if that was enough. As if I should be grateful for scraps. What happens if... I stopped, unsure if I should ask. If what? If you refuse. If you try to run. Elena's expression went cold. Don't. I've seen 3 blood slaves try to escape in my years here. One was caught and whipped until her blood ran silver instead of gold. She died 3 days later. The other 2 made it past the border. She leaned closer, her voice dropping. The Alpha hunted them himself. Brought back their heads. Mounted them on the gate as a reminder. My stomach churned. We're too valuable to waste casually, Elena continued. But not valuable enough that they can't afford to make examples. So you do what you're told. You give your blood. You stay quiet. You survive. That's all you can do. But I didn't want to just survive. I wanted to live. That first year was the hardest. The routine became my life. Every full moon, the attendants would come. Lead me to the ritual chamber. Bind my wrists with silk. Watch as the Alpha cut me and drank. Every month, Theron would take my blood and dismiss me without a word. But during the seasonal ceremonies, the solstices and equinoxes, the harvests were deeper, leaving me weak for days. Those were the times my blood seemed to affect him most strongly. He never asked how I was. Never cared if the harvesting left me weak and shaking. Never noticed that I existed beyond the gold that flowed in my veins. I was furniture to him. Useful furniture. Nothing more. But I noticed him. I noticed everything about him. The way his hands shook slightly the first few times he cut me. The way he always looked away when he drank. The way he seemed relieved when it was over, like he hated this ritual as much as I did. But not enough to stop. Never enough to stop. By my 13th birthday, the routine was automatic. The chamber, the silk, the blade, the blood. The dismissal. By 14, I'd stopped hoping someone would save me. By 15, I'd stopped hoping for anything at all. This was my life. This was all my life would ever be. Or so I thought. But something was changing. Something I didn't understand yet. The harvesting was affecting Theron in ways that went beyond the strength my blood gave him. He started visiting more often. Not just for the weekly ritual, but other times. He'd come to the quarters, summoning me specifically. He'd ask questions, strange questions. Are you being fed enough? Do you have everything you need? Is anyone mistreating you? At first, I thought it was just him protecting his investment, making sure his most valuable blood slave stayed healthy. But it felt like more. Over the next year, something subtle shifted between us. It started with small things. Him ensuring I received extra blankets during winter. Him asking if the harvest cuts were healing properly. Then came the questions about my thoughts, my dreams. During one harvest when I was 15, I flinched particularly hard at the silver blade's touch. His hand stilled. "Does it always hurt this much?" he asked, his voice unusually gentle. "The silver burns every time, Alpha." He was quiet for a long moment. "I didn't know," he said softly. "The texts said blood slaves feel minimal pain." Perhaps the texts were written by alphas, I dared to say. Instead of anger, I saw something like shame in his eyes. That was the moment I realized the cold alpha was capable of seeing me as human, because hope was dangerous in my world. Hope got you killed. Chapter 3. Age 16. 4 years of harvests. 4 years of monthly harvest. Harvests had changed me. I was no longer the scared 12-year-old who'd knelt in that chamber. I was 16 now. Taller. Stronger, despite the regular blood loss. And more aware. Aware that something was very wrong with how Theron treated me. He'd started staying longer after harvests, asking more questions. Actually listening to my answers. "Do you ever think about freedom?" he asked one day, after drinking from the silver bowl. The question shocked me into honesty. "Every day, Alpha." "What would you do, if you were free?" "I don't know." And I didn't. Freedom was such a foreign concept that I couldn't imagine it. Maybe travel. See the world beyond these walls. Learn what it's like to make my own choices. "Your choices," he repeated, his voice strange. "Do you think I make my own choices, Lyra?" I stared at him. "You're the Alpha. You can do anything. Can I?" He set down the bowl and looked at me. Really looked at me. Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I feel like I'm compelled. Like there's something pulling at me, making me do things I don't understand. Like what? Like this. He gestured between us. I think about you constantly. More than I should. More than makes sense. You're just a blood slave. You shouldn't matter to me beyond your blood. But you do. And I don't know why. My heart was hammering. This felt dangerous. Like standing on the edge of a cliff. Maybe... I stopped. Maybe what? Maybe it's the blood bond, I said carefully. I've heard the older slaves talk about it. How regular harvesting creates a connection between slave and alpha. Makes you aware of each other. Is that what this is? He moved closer and I noticed his hands were shaking. Because it feels like more than awareness. It feels like I can't breathe when you're not near me. Like I need you the way I need air. Oh, gods. Alpha, I... Don't call me that. Not here. Not now. Call me Theron. I can't. You own me. Do I? His voice dropped to a whisper. Because sometimes I think it's the other way around. Before I could respond, he stood abruptly, grabbed the bowl, and left. I sat there in the chamber, my healed wrist tingling, my mind spinning. What had just happened? Chapter 4. 18. I was 18 years old the night everything changed. The mate bond manifested during a harvest. Theron was 24 now, in his prime as Alpha. 6 years of drinking my blood had made him legendary, the strongest Alpha in 3 generations. Unbeatable in combat. His pack was the most powerful in the region, and every drop of that power came from me. We were in the ritual chamber as always, my wrists bound, the blade ready, the bowl waiting. But when he cut me this time, when my golden blood flowed, something else happened. The bond snapped into place. Not a blood bond. Not the master-slave connection we'd built over 6 years. A mate bond. I gasped, the sensation overwhelming, like fire and ice and everything in between. Like my soul recognized his and reached for it desperately. And I saw the exact moment he felt it too. His eyes widened. The bowl slipped from his hands, my blood spilling across the stone floor. He staggered back like I'd struck him. "No," he breathed. "No, that's not possible." "Alpha, you're my mate?" The words came out raw, agonized. "My fated mate is my blood slave?" "I didn't know," I whispered, tears streaming down my face. "I swear, I didn't know. This is..." He pressed his hands to his head. "This can't be happening. You're my property. I own you. I've been drinking your blood for 6 years. How can you be my mate?" "I don't know. The moon goddess is cruel," he said bitterly. "To give me a mate I can never have. To make her someone I've been enslaving. Someone who must hate me." "I don't hate you," I said before I could stop myself. He laughed, a broken sound. "You should. You should despise me. I've been using you like livestock for 6 years, taking your blood, treating you like property. And now I find out you're..." He couldn't finish. "Your mate," I whispered. "My mate," he agreed. "And I can't even touch you without it being an abuse of power. Can't claim you without everyone knowing I'm mated to a slave. Can't free you without looking weak." "Then don't," I said quietly. "Don't what?" "Don't free me. Don't claim me. Don't change anything." I met his eyes. "We'll pretend the bond doesn't exist. You'll keep harvesting my blood. I'll keep being your slave. And no one has to know." "Lyra." "It's better this way," I insisted, even though it was killing me. "The mate bond doesn't change what we are. You're still Alpha. I'm still property. That's reality." "That's unacceptable," he growled. "That's survival." We stared at each other across the spilled blood. My blood, golden and glowing on the black stone between us. "I can't do this," Theron said finally. "I can't keep harvesting you now, not knowing what you are." "You have to," I said desperately. "If you stop, people will ask why. They'll investigate. They'll discover the mate bond. And then..." I didn't need to finish. We both knew what would happen. Scandal. Weakness. His enemies would use it against him. "Then what do? "We survive," I said. "Together. Like we have been. With me cutting you every week and drinking your blood while pretending I don't feel every ounce of your pain through the mate bond." "Yes. That's torture. Welcome to my life." The words came out harsher than I meant. But they were true. He looked at me for a long moment. Then, "I'm sorry." "For what?" "For all of it. For every harvest. For every time I took your blood without thinking about what it cost you. For being so blind that it took a mate bond to make me see you as a person instead of a resource." His voice broke. "I'm so sorry, Lyra." I'd waited 6 years to hear him apologize. Now that he had, it changed nothing. "Apologies don't free me," I said quietly. "They don't give me back the years. They don't make the harvesting hurt less. They're just words." "Then what do you want?" "I want you to keep drinking my blood," I said. "I want you to stay Alpha. Stay strong. Stay powerful. Because if you fall, every blood slave in this pack dies. You're the only thing keeping your father's old advisors from working us to death. So you drink. You take my blood. You pretend you don't feel the mate bond. And I'll do the same." "For how long?" "Forever," I whispered. "Because there's no other choice." He picked up the bowl, collected what blood remained from the floor with magic I didn't understand, and he drank. I felt every drop through the mate bond, felt his guilt, his self-loathing, his desperate need for me that he could never act on. And I realized something terrible. The mate bond hadn't freed me. It had just made my cage more painful. Chapter 5. The Forbidden Years. Ages 18 to 20. Living with a mate bond you can't acknowledge is its own special kind of hell. For 2 years, I gave Theron my blood every week. For 2 years, I felt everything through the bond. His hunger for me, his guilt, his self-loathing, his desperate love he could never speak aloud. And for 2 years, I pretended I felt nothing. But the bond betrayed us both. He started coming to the blood slave quarters between harvests, not for blood, just to see me, to talk, to exist in the same space because the mate bond demanded proximity. "You don't have to keep visiting," I told him one night. He'd been sitting in the corner of the quarters for an hour, watching me read a book he'd brought me. "People will talk." "Let them talk," he said quietly. "I'm the alpha. I can visit my property whenever I want." Property. The word still stung, even though I knew he said it for the other's benefit. "Is that what I am to you?" I asked, looking up from my book. "Property." His eyes met mine across the room. Through the mate bond, I felt his answer before he spoke it. "You're everything. You're the air I breathe. You're the reason I wake up. You're mine in ways that have nothing to do with ownership and everything to do with fate." But out loud, he said, "Yes." I nodded and went back to my book, even though I couldn't see the words through my tears. The other blood slaves noticed, of course. "The Alpha favors you," Elena said one night after he'd left. "That's dangerous, Lyra. Favored slaves get killed when new alphas take power. You become a liability." "He doesn't favor me," I lied. "He's just protective of his most valuable resource." "Is that what you tell yourself?" She studied me with those two old eyes. "I've been here 18 years. I've seen 4 alphas. None of them ever looked at a blood slave the way Alpha Theron looks at you. How does he look at me?" "Like you're the only thing in the world that matters. Like he'd burn down the pack house if someone hurt you. Like..." She stopped. "Like you're his mate." My blood went cold. "That's ridiculous." "Is it?" Elena moved closer, her voice dropping. "The bond manifested 2 years ago, didn't it? During a harvest. I saw the way you both reacted. The way everything changed." "You can't tell anyone," I whispered desperately. "I won't," she promised. "But Lyra, you need to be careful. A mated pair can't stay apart. The bond will drive you together eventually, drive you both mad. You need to either claim each other properly or sever the bond before it destroys you both." "We can't claim each other. He's Alpha. I'm a slave." "Then sever it." "I don't know how." "The old texts," Elena said. "In the restricted section of the library, there are books about mate bonds, about blood magic. Before I was harvested, I helped the pack historian catalog them. I recognized your blood's purity immediately. It matches the descriptions of the original queens. If anyone could figure out how to sever a bond, it would be a blood queen." "I'm not a blood queen. I'm a blood slave." "Are you?" She looked at me strangely. "Have you ever wondered why your blood is purer than any other slave's? Why the Alpha is so much stronger after drinking from you specifically? Why he can't seem to stay away from you?" "Because of the mate bond." "Maybe," Elena said. "Or maybe there's something else, something older. Something the Alphas have been hiding for generations." "What are you talking about?" "Get into the library," she said. read the old texts, learn what you really are, because I don't think you're what they've told you. That conversation haunted me for weeks. Finally, I asked Theron about the library. I want to learn to read better, I lied during one of his visits. The books you bring me are wonderful, but I struggle with some of the older language. Could I access the library? Just for an hour a week? Through the bond, I felt his suspicion, his curiosity, but also his desire to give me anything I asked for. The library is forbidden to blood slaves, he said carefully. I know, but you're Alpha. You can make exceptions. Why do you really want access? I couldn't lie to him. Not effectively. The mate bond made deception nearly impossible. I want to understand what I am, I admitted. Not just blood slave. But why? Why is my blood gold? Why does it affect you the way it does? Why are we... I stopped. Why are we mated? He finished quietly. Yes. He was silent for a long moment. Then, if I give you library access, will you promise me something? What? If you find something dangerous, something about our bond, about your blood, about any of this, you'll tell me. Immediately, before you do anything. Why? Because I can't protect you if I don't know what you're facing. His voice dropped. And protecting you is the only thing that matters to me anymore. Even though I'm just property? You've never been just anything, he said. And we both know it. Chapter 6. The Library. The restricted section of the Alpha's library was everything I'd dreamed of and more. Thousands of books, ancient texts, scrolls that crumbled at the edges. Knowledge that predated the current pack system by centuries, and buried among them, hidden behind false covers and protective spells, were the Blood Queen histories. It took me 3 weeks to find them. 3 weeks of careful searching, of memorizing where everything was so I could put it back exactly right, of making sure no one knew what I was really looking for. When I finally held the first Blood Queen text in my hands, my fingers were shaking. The book was old. So old the pages were nearly transparent, written in a language I barely understood. But there were illustrations, diagrams, and enough words I could read to piece together the truth. Blood Queens weren't slaves, they were rulers. For thousands of years before the current pack system, Blood Queens had ruled the wolf territories, not through strength or combat, but through blood magic, through the power that flowed in their veins. Golden blood didn't feed wolves. It commanded them. Every alpha who drank from a Blood Queen fell under her dominion. But there was a catch. Each queen's magic was tied to her territory and bloodline. An alpha who consumed from one Blood Queen fell under her dominion, but was immune to others. This created stable territories and prevented queen-on-queen warfare. The Alphas had perverted this system, keeping Blood Queens as slaves but preventing any one queen from gaining full control by limiting their exposure to individual Alphas. They'd created a system of shared weakness rather than consolidated power. The system had been symbiotic once. Blood Queens chose worthy Alphas, bonded with them through blood ritual, and together they ruled. The queen provided wisdom and magic. The alpha provided strength and protection. But somewhere along the way, the alphas had figured out the truth, had realized they were being controlled, had revolted. The last blood queen had been killed 300 years ago. Her entire bloodline hunted down, her powers stripped and twisted into slavery. The Alphas had taken Blood Queens, rulers, and turned them into blood slaves. Property. They'd kept just enough of the old blood magic to strengthen themselves. but they'd destroyed all knowledge of what golden blood really meant. They'd made us believe we existed to serve them, when the truth was, they existed to serve us. I sat in the library, the ancient text open in my lap, and felt my entire world shift. Every drop of blood Theron had taken from me over the past 6 years hadn't been feeding him. It had been binding him to my will. Every command I'd ever unconsciously wanted him to follow, protecting me, visiting me, caring about my well-being, he'd obeyed. Not because he wanted to, because my blood forced him to. I wasn't his mate who happened to be his slave. I was his blood queen who'd been brainwashed into thinking she was property, and he had no idea he'd been my puppet the entire time. The book fell from my numb fingers. What had I done? For 6 years, I'd been unknowingly controlling him. Every harvest, I'd bound him tighter, made him more mine, stripped away his free will one golden drop at a time. I was the monster, not him. He'd been trying to be kind despite believing I was property, despite the pack laws, despite everything telling him I was beneath him. And the only reason he'd managed any kindness at all was because I'd been unconsciously commanding him to care about me. His feelings weren't real. They were compulsion. Blood magic. Slavery wearing the mask of love. I was going to be sick. Lyra, I looked up. Theron stood in the library doorway, concern written across his face. What's wrong? I felt... He touched his chest where the mate bond lived. Terror. Through the bond. What happened? Nothing, I lied, scrambling to hide the book. I got startled by a spider. He didn't believe me. I could feel his skepticism through the bond. But he didn't push. Just came closer, kneeling beside my chair the way he'd knelt during my first harvest. You found something, he said quietly. Something about blood slaves. It wasn't a question. I could lie. Could hide this. Could pretend I hadn't just discovered that everything about our relationship was built on my unconscious enslavement of him. But I was so tired of lying. Blood queens, I whispered. What? Not blood slaves. Blood queens. I picked up the fallen book with shaking hands. This is what we really are. What the Alphas turned us into. What they've been hiding for 300 years. I watched his face as he read. Watched understanding dawn. Watched horror bloom. Watched the exact moment he realized the truth. Your blood doesn't feed me, he breathed. It controls me. I didn't know, I said desperately. Theron, I swear I didn't know. I would never. 6 years of monthly rituals and 24 seasonal ceremonies, he breathed. Of feeling compelled to protect you. Of feeling compelled to protect you. To visit you. To care about you more than I should. And it was never real. It was just... He couldn't finish. Magic, I whispered. Blood magic. I'm so sorry. He stood abruptly, backing away from me like I was poisonous. Through the mate bond, I felt everything. His betrayal. His rage. His horror at realizing he'd been a puppet. His desperate need to hate me, fighting against the blood bond that wouldn't let him. Stay away from me, he said, his voice shaking. Theron, I mean it, Lyra. Don't come near me. Don't speak to me. Don't... He pressed his hands to his head. I can't even be angry at you properly, because your blood won't let me. Every instinct is screaming at me to forgive you, to understand, to keep protecting you. And I don't know if any of it is real, or if it's all just your magic controlling me. The mate bond is real, I said through tears. That's separate from the blood bond. The moon goddess. The moon goddess is cruel, he spat. to make me love someone who's been enslaving me, to make me crave someone whose blood is poison. It doesn't have to be poison, I said desperately. We can break the blood bond. There are rituals. I can free you. Give you back your will. Let you choose what? To stay with my enslaver? To forgive you for 6 years of manipulation? He laughed bitterly. Even if you break the bond, how will I ever know what's real? Every feeling I have for you is suspect now. Every choice I've made since I was 18 is questionable. I'm sorry, I sobbed. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. If I had known, I never would have. But you didn't know, he interrupted. And that's almost worse. You've been controlling me by accident, which means you could do it again without even realizing. How can I ever trust you? How can I ever trust myself around you? He turned toward the door. Where are you going? Anywhere you're not, he said. Because being near you makes me want to forgive you. Makes me want to hold you. Makes me want to ignore everything I just learned and pretend we can fix this. And I don't know if those are my real feelings, or just your blood talking. Theron, please, I'll send attendants for the harvest this week, he said, not turning around. I won't come myself. Can't risk drinking more of your blood until I figure out how to break the bond. You can't just stop the harvests, I said desperately. Your pack expects... I'll figure something out. Lie, make excuses. But I'm not drinking from you again. Not until you can prove that breaking the blood bond won't kill us both. Then he was gone. And I was alone with the truth. I wasn't a slave who'd fallen in love with her master. I was a queen who'd accidentally enslaved the one person who actually mattered. Chapter 7. The Breaking Withdrawal. Theron stopped coming to the harvests. For 3 weeks, attendants came instead. They'd cut my wrist, collect my blood in silver bowls, and carry it away. I didn't know if he was drinking it. Didn't know if he'd found a way to resist the compulsion. Didn't know if he was suffering. All I knew was that the mate bond was screaming in agony from the separation, and I deserved every second of it. I spent every free moment in the library, searching for a way to break the blood bond without killing us both. Because that was the problem. 6 years of regular consumption had created a connection so deep that severing it improperly could destroy him. Or me. Or both. Blood queens had designed the bond that way deliberately, so that alphas who tried to break free would die, making rebellion impossible. Such a kind, benevolent system we'd created. Elena found me in the quarters one night, crying over another failed research session. He's getting weaker, she said quietly. The alpha. Everyone's noticed. He's not drinking your blood anymore, is he? No. He'll die, she said bluntly. An alpha who's been blood bonded for 6 years can't just stop. The withdrawal will kill him. 3 weeks, maybe four, and his wolf will tear him apart from the inside. I'm trying to find a way to break the bond safely. There isn't one, Elena said. That's the point. That's how blood queens kept their alphas loyal. By making them dependent. By making freedom impossible. That's slavery, I whispered. Yes, she agreed. It is. Our ancestors were monsters, Lyra. Just like the alphas who enslaved us. Maybe that's why the moon goddess let it happen. Cosmic justice. We enslaved them for thousands of years. Now they enslave us. I don't want to enslave anyone. I just want... My voice broke. I just want him to be free. To choose. To know that anything he feels for me is real and not compulsion. Then you have to complete the bond, Elena said. What? The blood bond has two stages. Stage 1, consumption. The alpha drinks, becomes gradually more controlled. Stage 2, completion. The queen consciously claims her alpha, accepting full responsibility for the bond. Once completed, the alpha gains free will within the bond. He can choose to obey or resist. But he lives, and the queen gains full access to her powers. How do you know this? I was a scholar before I became a blood slave, Elena said quietly. I read the texts, too, decades ago, and I made the same choice you're facing now. What choice? Stay incomplete and watch him die from withdrawal? Or complete the bond and give him the ability to choose, even if he chooses to leave you? That's not a choice. That's torture either way. Welcome to being a blood queen, Elena said. Power always comes with impossible choices. She left me alone with that knowledge. Complete the bond. Give Theron the ability to choose. Risk him choosing to hate me forever. Or let him die from withdrawal because I was too afraid to claim him properly. Some choice. I made my decision that night. Chapter 8, The Claiming. I found Theron in his chambers 3 weeks after he'd learned the truth. He looked terrible, pale, shaking. His skin had a gray tinge that meant the withdrawal was killing him. What are you doing here? He rasped. I told you to stay away. You're dying, I said simply. Good. Don't say that. Why not? Death is better than slavery. He laughed bitterly. At least in death, I'll finally be free of you. The words cut deep, but I deserved them. I can complete the bond, I said. Give you free will within it. Let you choose. His eyes narrowed. How? Blood Queen claiming ritual. If I consciously accept the bond, accept you as my alpha, you'll gain the ability to resist compulsion. You'll still feel the pull, but you can fight it. Choose whether to obey. And the cost? I become fully Blood Queen. Gain access to all the powers. Become what my ancestors were. Slavers, he said flatly. Yes, I agreed. Slavers. Monsters. Everything you hate. But you'll live. And you'll be able to choose. Even if you choose to leave me. You'd do that? Risk me leaving? I'd rather you live and hate me than die still enslaved to me, I said. At least then you'd be free. Even if free means choosing never to see me again. He stared at me for a long moment. Through the mate bond, I felt his war. His desire to live, fighting his desire to die free. His hatred of what I'd done, fighting his love for who I was. Finally, do it. Theron. Do the ritual, he commanded. Complete the bond. Give me the choice. Because if I'm going to hate you, I want it to be my choice. Not death by default. I nodded, my hands shaking. The claiming ritual was simple. Almost disappointingly so, for something that would change everything. I took his hand, placed it over my heart, placed my hand over his, and I spoke the words Elena had taught me. I am Lyra, Blood Queen, last of my line. I claim you, Theron, as my alpha. My protector. My chosen. I accept the bond. I accept the responsibility. I accept the price. From this day forward, you are mine, but you are also free. Free to choose. Free to stay or leave. Free to love or hate. I give you back your will. And I pray to the moon goddess that your choice is kind. Golden light exploded between us, my blood magic finally fully awakening. It poured into him, into the bond, reshaping it, remaking it into something both binding and liberating. I felt the moment it completed, felt the bond shift from unconscious compulsion to conscious connection, felt my power flood through me like fire, and I felt Theron gain the ability to resist. He gasped, his body shaking. I can feel it, the compulsion. But I can fight it now. I can... He pulled away from me, stood on shaking legs, looked at me with eyes that were finally, truly his own. Get out, he said. My heart shattered. Theron! I said, get out! His voice was raw. You've done what you came to do. You've completed the bond. I'm alive. I can choose, and I choose for you to leave. Now. Through the mate bond, I felt everything. His love warring with his betrayal. His need for me fighting his need to be free. His wolf screaming to claim me while his human side screamed to reject me. And I realized completing the bond hadn't freed him at all. It had just given him the ability to see his cage. I'm sorry, I whispered one more time. Then I left him alone with his choices. Chapter 9. The Attack. 3 days after the claiming ritual, war came to our borders. A coalition of 5 packs, led by an alpha who'd heard rumors that Theron was weakening. They'd chosen their moment carefully, when gossip said he was sick, distracted, vulnerable. They were wrong about the cause, but right about the timing. Theron was strong again. The completed blood bond had stabilized him, given him back the power the withdrawal had stolen. But he was distracted. Torn between the mate bond that screamed at him to claim me and his rage at what I'd done. The attack came at dawn. I felt it before anyone else. Through the blood bond, I felt Theron's alarm, his battle fury, his wolf rising to defend the pack. I ran from the blood slave quarters without permission, racing toward the sounds of combat, and found chaos. Enemy wolves had broken through the eastern border. Dozens of them, led by an alpha who was strong enough to challenge Theron directly. I saw him, Theron in his wolf form, silver and massive and deadly, fighting 3 enemies at once. Winning, until the enemy alpha joined the fight. Then it became a slaughter. The enemy alpha was older, more experienced, more vicious. He fought without honor, without mercy, and I watched through the blood bond as Theron started to falter, started to die, and something inside me snapped. I'd spent 6 years unconsciously controlling him, 3 weeks hating myself for it, 3 days trying to give him space to choose. But I would not watch him die. My blood magic rose, not as something learned, but as something remembered. The completed bond with Theron had awakened ancestral knowledge that flowed through me like instinct. The techniques weren't new. They were buried memories surfacing in desperate need. Stop! I commanded. My voice carried across the battlefield, amplified by power, and every wolf fighting, ours and theirs, froze mid-strike. Complete. Absolute. Undeniable obedience. Because they were all alphas who'd drunk from blood slaves descended from my territory's original queen bloodline. Over generations, through interpact treaties and blood slave exchanges, my ancestral reach extended further than I'd imagined. And blood slave magic could command any alpha who'd consumed golden blood from my specific lineage, which was all of them. I walked through the frozen battlefield, my bare feet leaving prints in blood-soaked earth, until I stood before the enemy alpha. You came to take advantage of what you thought was weakness, I said, my voice cold. You were wrong. This pack isn't weak. It's protected. By me. By Blood Queen magic that your pack elders tried to destroy 300 years ago. But we survived. And now you'll learn why your ancestors feared us. I placed my hand on his chest. Through the blood bond every alpha carried, remnants of slaves they'd consumed, I felt his pack connections, his warriors, his territory, his power. And I shattered it. Not permanently, not fatally, just enough to sever his control, to make his warriors see him as he really was. A bully who'd thought picking on a wounded wolf would be easy. "Take your warriors and leave," I commanded. "And spread the word. Theron's pack is protected by a blood queen. Anyone who attacks us attacks me, and I will destroy you." I released the compulsion. The enemy Alpha stumbled back, terror in his eyes. His warriors scrambled to follow him, running for the border like the moon goddess herself was chasing them. Our pack wolves stood frozen, staring at me with expressions ranging from awe to horror. And Theron was looking at me like he didn't know whether to worship me or fear me. Maybe both. "Stand down," I told our warriors, releasing them from the compulsion. "The threat is gone. Return to your posts." They obeyed instantly, because they couldn't help it. Because I'd just claimed authority over every wolf who'd ever drunk golden blood. Because I was what the Alphas had been hiding for 300 years. I was a blood queen, and they were all mine. Chapter 10. Aftermath. Theron found me in the blood slave quarters an hour after the battle. I was sitting on my cot, shaking, the reality of what I'd done finally hitting me. "You saved us," he said quietly. "I enslaved them," I corrected. "Every wolf on that battlefield. I used compulsion, forced obedience, did exactly what my ancestors did, to save lives. Does that make it right? I don't know." He sat beside me, carefully, maintaining distance. "But I know we'd all be dead without you, and I know." He stopped, struggling with words. "I know that was the first time you've consciously used your power, and you only did it to save me. I did it to save everyone." "You did it to save me," he insisted. "I felt it. Through the bond, your terror, your desperation. You were willing to become everything you hate just to keep me alive." "Don't make me into a hero," I said bitterly. "I'm a blood queen, a slaver, just like my ancestors." "Or maybe," Theron said softly, "you're a blood queen who uses power differently, who saves instead of subjugates, who offers choice instead of taking it." "I didn't offer those warriors choice." "In the moment, no, but you let them go after. Didn't bind them permanently. Didn't turn them into slaves. You used power when necessary, then released it. That's," he took a shaky breath, "that's different." "Is it?" "I think so. I hope so. Because if Blood Queen power can be used for protection instead of enslavement, then maybe," he looked at me finally, "maybe what happened between us isn't unforgivable. Maybe unconscious compulsion followed by conscious release is different than deliberate slavery." My heart was hammering. "What are you saying?" "I'm saying I've been thinking, for 3 days, about everything. About what you did versus what you meant to do. About compulsion versus choice. About the fact that you completed the bond specifically to give me free will. That you've spent 3 days staying away from me even though the mate bond must be agony. That when you finally used your power consciously, it was to save lives. Not to control. To protect. Theron, let me finish," he said, and I heard the tremor in his voice. "For 6 years, I thought I chose to care about you. To visit you. To think about you constantly. And finding out it was compulsion destroyed me. Made me question every feeling I've ever had. But—" He touched his chest where the mate bond lived. "The mate bond is separate. You didn't create that. The moon goddess did. And through the mate bond, I can feel you. Feel that your guilt is real. that your horror at accidentally controlling me is genuine, that you'd sever the blood bond entirely if it meant setting me free. I would, I whispered, in a heartbeat. I know, and that's how I know you're different from your ancestors. They never would have given up power voluntarily, never would have completed the bond just to give an alpha free will, never would have released enemies who attacked them. You're not like them, Lyra. You're something new. What am I? You're a blood queen with a conscience, he said. A ruler who doesn't want to rule. A slaver who wants everyone free. And you're my mate. The one the moon goddess chose for me. And I... His voice broke. I choose you, too. I couldn't breathe. What? I choose you, he repeated stronger now. Not because your blood compels me. Because you completed the bond, I can resist compulsion. I can choose. And I choose you, Lyra. Choose to forgive the accidental control. Choose to believe in the woman who fought her nature to give me freedom. Choose to love you, knowing exactly what you are and what you could do to me. You can't mean that. I can. I do. He took my hand, the first time he'd touched me voluntarily in 3 days. Will you have me? Not as your enslaved alpha, but as your chosen mate? As the wolf who knows everything and chooses you anyway? The mate bond was singing. My blood magic was rising, recognizing its mate, wanting to claim and bind and possess. But I pushed it down, because he needed to know I could control it, that I wouldn't accidentally enslave him again. I choose you too, I whispered. As my mate, my equal, my chosen, not my slave, not my puppet, my partner. He kissed me then, finally, after 6 years of torture and 3 days of separation and a lifetime of never thinking I'd be allowed this. He kissed me, and the mate bond completed fully, not through blood magic or compulsion, but through choice, through two broken people deciding to be whole together. Theron and Lyra have chosen each other freely. The mate bond is complete through choice, not compulsion. They've just shared their first willing kiss after the battle. Chapter 11. The claiming that night, Theron came to me in the Bloodslave quarters. Not as Alpha visiting his property. As my mate coming to claim what the moon goddess had given him. Come with me, he said, holding out his hand. Where? Somewhere that's not this place. He looked around the quarters with disgust. Somewhere worthy of a blood queen. I took his hand and he led me through the pack house, not sneaking, not hiding, but walking openly. Wolves stared as we passed, whispered. But no one dared question their alpha. He brought me to his chambers, the alpha's rooms, forbidden territory for blood slaves. You can't, I protested. If anyone finds out... Let them find out, he said firmly. You saved this pack today. You're my mate, my chosen, and I'm done pretending otherwise. He cupped my face gently. Unless you're not ready, unless you need more time, I'll wait as long as you need, Lyra. After everything, you deserve to choose when. I'm 20 years old. I said quietly. I've been giving you my blood since I was 12. I've loved you since I was 16. I've been your mate for 2 years. I'm ready, Theron. I've been ready. You're sure? I'm sure. He kissed me then, deeper than before, with the certainty that this time we wouldn't have to stop, that we could finally have what the mate bond had been screaming for. I need to tell you something first, I said, pulling back slightly, about blood queen claiming. It's different from normal mate bonds. Different how? When we complete the mate bond physically, my blood magic will try to bind you permanently. It's instinctive. I can fight it, but it will take concentration. If I slip even once, if the pleasure makes me lose control, I could accidentally enslave you again. His expression grew serious. Then we wait, until you're certain you can control it. No, I said firmly. We've waited long enough. I can control it. I will control it. I just need you to know the risk, to know that you're trusting me with everything when we do this. I'm trusting you with everything anyway, he said simply. That's what choosing you means. Trusting that you'll fight your nature for me. That you'll stay conscious and careful, even in the most intimate moment. That you love me enough to give me freedom even when instinct screams to possess me. I do love you that much. Then show me, he whispered against my lips. Show me that blood queens can choose love over power. What followed was the most terrifying and beautiful experience of my life. Every touch was conscious, every kiss deliberate. Every moment I had to fight the blood magic that wanted to rise, to claim, to bind him irrevocably to me. And he knew it. Felt every moment I had to pull back, to breathe, to remind myself that I was choosing his freedom over my instinct. You're shaking, he murmured at one point. Fighting, I gasped. Fighting so hard. The magic wants. It wants to take you. Make you mine completely. Never let you go. But you're not letting it. No, never. You're mine by choice or not at all. I'm yours by choice, he promised. Always by choice. When the mate bond finally completed, when we finally came together as true mates, chosen and equal, I felt the blood magic rise like a tidal wave. Take him, it screamed. Bind him. Make him yours forever. He'll never leave, never betray, never choose anything over you. But I held it back. With every ounce of willpower I possessed, I held back the compulsion. Let the mate bond form naturally. Let him give himself freely without my magic forcing it. And when it was done, when we lay tangled together, both trembling and spent, I felt the difference. The blood bond was still there, still strong, but unchanged. I hadn't added to it, hadn't strengthened it, hadn't used our most intimate moment to enslave him further. I'd chosen him, and he'd chosen me, and the magic had obeyed my will. You did it, Theron breathed, pulling me close. You fought your nature and won. We won, I corrected. Together. He kissed my temple. My queen. My mate. My choice. Forever? Forever. Chapter 12. The Revelation. The next morning, Theron called a pack meeting. Every wolf in the territory gathered in the great hall. Hundreds of them, all waiting to hear what their alpha would say after yesterday's battle. I stood beside him. Not behind, not hidden, beside, equal. Yesterday you saw something, Theron began, his voice carrying across the hall. You saw one of our blood slaves use power that shouldn't exist, power that your alpha elders told you was extinct, that your history book said was destroyed 300 years ago. Murmurs spread through the crowd. They lied, he said bluntly. Blood slaves aren't slaves at all. They're blood queens, rulers who commanded alphas for thousands of years. And 300 years ago, your ancestors got tired of being controlled. So they revolted, murdered the blood queens, hunted down their bloodlines, and twisted the survivors into property, into livestock, into the very thing we've been taught is normal. The crowd erupted. Shouts of denial, anger, fear. Theron waited for them to quiet before continuing. Lyra is a blood queen, he said, gesturing to me, the last of her bloodline. And for 8 years, I've been drinking her blood, binding myself to her, becoming more hers with every harvest, not because she chose to enslave me, but because I was unconsciously enslaving her while accidentally being controlled by her power. We were both trapped, both victims of a system designed to destroy her people. "Then how can we trust her?" someone shouted. "If she can control us?" "Because she chose not to," Theron interrupted. "Yesterday, she had the power to bind every alpha on that battlefield, to make us all her permanent slaves. Instead, she used power only to save lives. Then she released it. Let us go. Gave us back our will. That's not the action of a tyrant. That's the action of someone who values freedom more than power." "She's still dangerous," another voice called. "Blood Queen magic is only dangerous if misused," I said, stepping forward. My voice was steady, clear. "Yes, I have the power to control any alpha who's consumed golden blood. Yes, that power is terrifying. But I'm offering you a choice. The same choice I gave Theron." I raised my hands and golden light swirled around my fingers, visible proof of what I was. "I can sever the blood bonds," I said. "All of them. Every connection between blood slaves and the alphas who've consumed from them. I can free everyone. The slaves become truly free, and the alphas lose the power boost, but gain absolute certainty that no one is controlling them." Shocked silence. "You'd give up that power?" someone asked. "Voluntarily?" "Yes," I said simply. "Because blood bonds should be chosen, not forced, not hidden. If an alpha wants to bond with a blood queen, they should do it knowing exactly what it means, with consent on both sides. That's the only way this power should ever be used. And what about you?" The question came from an older alpha. "You'll give up your bond with Alpha Theron?" "No," Theron said firmly. "Our bond is consensual. I know what she is. I know what she could do to me. And I choose it anyway. Choose her. The bond stays because we both want it. But the rest," I continued. "Every other blood bond in this pack will be severed today. And then we're abolishing the blood slave system entirely. No more harvesting. No more golden-blooded children marked as property. No more pretending that slavery is somehow noble or necessary." "But our strength," someone protested. "Will come from training," Theron cut them off. "From strategy. From unity. From being strong enough without stolen power. If other packs attack us thinking we're weak, they'll learn what Lyra's enemies learned yesterday. That a blood queen who fights for her people is worth 100 enslaved ones. That conscious, chosen power is stronger than compulsion." The pack was silent, processing. Finally, the elder Alpha spoke again. "You're asking us to give up centuries of tradition, of power, of the way things have always been. I'm asking you to be better than your ancestors," I said, "to choose freedom over power, to prove that wolves can change, can grow, can build something new that doesn't require enslaving the innocent. And if we refuse, then I'll sever the bonds anyway," I said calmly, "and you'll lose the power while I remain. Your choice is whether to embrace this change willingly or fight it and lose anyway." Another long silence. Then, one by one, wolves began to kneel, not in submission, in acceptance. In choice. "All hail the Blood Queen," someone said. "All hail Alpha Theron and Blood Queen Lyra." Others joined. The chant spread, grew until hundreds of voices were calling my name. Not as a slave, as a queen. Because I'd given them what no ruler had given their people in 300 years. A choice. Chapter 13. The Severing. The blood bond severing ritual took 3 days. The ancestral knowledge guided my hands. This was a ceremony blood queens had performed for centuries when transferring alphas or retiring warriors. One by one, I called every blood slave in the pack to me, placed my hands on their chests, found the bonds that chained them to their alphas. The process was exhausting, not because I didn't know how, but because each severing required precise control to avoid harming either party. My completed bond with Theron gave me the strength to continue, and I broke them. Some slaves cried with relief. Others looked terrified. Freedom was so foreign they didn't know what to do with it. A few actually begged to keep the bond because it was all they'd ever known. Those were the hardest. "You don't have to be a blood slave anymore," I told a young girl, 13, the same age I'd been when I'd started understanding my cage. "You can be anything. Choose anything. Live for yourself instead of for an alpha's power." "But what if I'm not good at anything else?" she whispered. "Then you learn," I said gently. "You try. You fail. You try again. That's what freedom means. The chance to discover who you are when no one owns you." I severed her bond despite her fear, because some people needed to be freed even from their own acceptance of slavery. The alphas were harder. Most accepted the severing quietly, understanding it was necessary. Some raged, addicted to the power, unwilling to let it go. A few tried to attack me when they felt the bond break. Theron stopped them. Not with violence, with authority. "She's giving you freedom," he told one alpha who'd lunged at me. "The freedom to be strong on your own. To know that your power is yours, not stolen. You'll thank her eventually. Once you remember what it feels like to be whole." By the end of the third day, every blood bond in the pack was severed, except mine and Theron's. 20 blood slaves were suddenly free. 20 alphas were suddenly weaker, but uncontrolled. And I stood in the center of it all, exhausted and exhilarated and terrified of what came next. "What do we do now?" Elena asked. She was free, truly free for the first time in 20 years. And she looked lost. "Now," I said, "we rebuild. We teach the freed slaves how to live as people instead of property. We train the alphas to be strong without stolen power. We prove to every pack in the region that we're stronger like this. United. Free. Chosen." "And you?" she asked. "What will you do?" "I'll be what I was always meant to be," I said, looking at Theron. "A blood queen. But not the kind my ancestors were. A new kind. One who rules with consent instead of compulsion. Who offers partnership instead of slavery. Who proves that power doesn't have to corrupt." "That's a lot of pressure," Elena said with a slight smile. "Good thing I've been training under pressure my entire life," I replied. Chapter 14. 6 months after the revelation. Building a new system was harder than destroying the old one. The freed blood slaves struggled with autonomy. 20 years of being told what to do, what to think, what to be. It didn't vanish just because I'd broken their bonds. So we built schools, training programs, therapy sessions with healers who specialized in helping wolves recover from trauma. I taught classes myself. How to Make Choices 101 became surprisingly popular. The alphas struggled too. Withdrawal from blood magic was brutal. Some tried to force their former slaves to give blood anyway, thinking they could recreate the bond. Theron stopped them. Hard. "Anyone who tries to recreate blood slavery will be exiled," he declared. "No exceptions. No second chances. We're building something better. Everyone gets on board or leaves." 3 alphas left. Couldn't adapt. Couldn't accept a world where they weren't artificially enhanced. Good riddance. The rest? They trained harder. Fought smarter. Learned to be strong without stolen power. And they discovered something surprising. They were stronger like this, because strength built through effort lasted. Strength stolen from others disappeared the moment the source dried up. As for me, I was learning what it meant to be a blood queen who didn't enslave. It meant saying no to the easy path, refusing to use compulsion even when it would solve problems instantly, choosing the slow, hard work of persuasion over the quick fix of control. It meant teaching others what I'd learned, that power was a responsibility, not a right. That consent mattered more than results. That the ends didn't justify the means when the means was slavery. And it meant standing beside Theron as an equal partner in leadership. We worked together, planned together, made decisions together. He handled pack security and training. I handled education and healing and helping the former slaves find their place. Together we built something new, something better. Chapter 15. The Challenge. 6 months after the severing, a challenger came. Alpha Darius, from the neighboring pack. Strong. Young. Hungry for the territory and power our pack represented. He issued formal challenge to Theron. Traditional alpha combat. Winner takes the territory and title. Loser dies or submits. "You're weaker now," Darius sneered at the challenge ceremony. "Everyone knows it. You gave up blood magic, freed your slaves, made yourself soft. Your pack is vulnerable. I'm going to take everything, Alpha Theron. Your territory, your wolves, and your so-called blood queen." Theron didn't rise to the bait, didn't rage or threaten. He just smiled. "Accept your challenge. Tomorrow, dawn, traditional rules." That night I found him preparing, checking weapons, stretching, mentally preparing for combat. "You'll win?" I said. It wasn't a question. "I hope so," he replied. "But Darius is strong, and he's right. I am weaker than I was with blood magic. Physically, we're matched. It could go either way." "Then let me help," I said quietly. "No," his response was instant and firm. "I won't go into this fight with your blood magic boosting me. If I win, I win on my own strength, not borrowed power. That's the whole point of what we're building. But, Lyra," he cupped my face gently, "I need to know I can protect you without your power. Need to know I'm strong enough to stand beside you as an equal. If I can't beat Darius without blood magic, then I don't deserve to be Alpha. Don't deserve to be your mate." "You deserve everything," I said fiercely. "Then have faith in me," he said. "Believe I can win on my own merits. That's the best help you can give me." The next morning, I watched Theron fight for his life. It was brutal, vicious. Darius fought like he had nothing to lose and everything to gain. And Theron? Theron fought like he had everything to lose and everything to protect. For an hour they clashed, wolf against wolf, strength against strength, will against will. Blood soaked the ground, bones cracked, both pushed beyond their limits. And in the end, Theron won. Not through superior strength, they were evenly matched there. Not through better technique, Darius was well trained. He won through heart. Through the absolute certainty that he was fighting for something worth fighting for. That our pack, our system, our future was worth bleeding for. Worth dying for, if necessary. When Darius submitted, throat bared in surrender, the pack erupted in celebration. But I just watched Theron. Watched him stand bloody and victorious, and absolutely certain of his own worth. "You did it," I said when he reached me. "On your own. No blood magic. No borrowed power. Just you." "Just me," he agreed, pulling me close despite the blood. "Was it enough? Was I enough?" "You've always been enough," I said. I was just waiting for you to see it. Chapter 16. 2 years later, I was 22 years old when I discovered I was pregnant. The healer confirmed it with a smile. A daughter. I can tell from the golden glow in your aura. She's going to be Blood Queen, like her mother. Terror and joy warred in my chest. A daughter. Golden-blooded. Born into a world that had enslaved her kind for 300 years. But also born into a new world. One where she'd be protected. Cherished. Raised to understand her power as a gift, not a curse. I told Theron that night. His reaction was everything I hoped. Tears. Laughter. Absolute joy. A daughter, he breathed, his hand on my still flat stomach. Our daughter. She's going to be extraordinary. She's going to be powerful, I said carefully. Blood Queen powerful. We need to raise her right. Teach her consent and control, and that power is a responsibility. If we fail, if she grows up thinking she can control people, we won't fail, Theron said firmly. We'll teach her what you learned. That choice matters more than power. That freedom is worth fighting for. That being Blood Queen means protecting, not enslaving. And if she accidentally controls someone anyway? If she's young and the magic manifests and she doesn't know what she's doing? Then we'll help her fix it, he said. Teach her to release it. Show her how to be conscious and careful. The same way you learned. He kissed my forehead. She has you as a mother. She'll learn from the best example of ethical power that exists. Our daughter was born 7 months later, under a blood moon. We named her Sarah, after serenity, after peace, after the hope that her generation would never know slavery. She was perfect, tiny, golden-haired. And yes, when they tested her blood 3 days later, it glowed gold. Blood Queen. But instead of terror, I felt only determination. She would never be a slave. Never be property. Never be harvested. She would be raised as royalty. Taught responsibility and consent from the moment she could understand. Given every tool to wield her power ethically, she would be what I should have been from the beginning. Free. Epilogue, 20 years later. I am 42 years old. Theron is 50. His hair is graying at the temples. His face bears scars from 100 battles. But he's still strong. Still Alpha. Still mine. And I am still his. By choice. Every single day. Our daughter Sarah is 20 now. Graduated from the Blood Queen Academy we established. A school where golden-blooded children learn to control their gifts, to understand consent, to wield power ethically. She's brilliant, compassionate, strong without being domineering. She's everything I hoped she'd be. Today she's getting ready for her own claiming ceremony. She met her mate last year, a beta from a distant pack. He knows what she is, knows her power, chooses her anyway. Chooses to bond with a Blood Queen consciously, willingly, with full understanding. The way it should always have been. Are you nervous? I ask her as I help with her ceremonial robes. Terrified, she admits. What if I lose control during the claiming? What if I accidentally... You won't, I say firmly. You've been training your whole life for this. You know how to stay conscious, how to fight the compulsion. How to choose his freedom over your instinct. But you almost failed, she says quietly. I've heard the story. Even you, with all your experience, almost enslaved Papa during your claiming. Almost, I agree. But I didn't. And you won't either. Because you're even better trained than I was. Because you've never known a day when you didn't understand your power. Because you've been raised to value freedom above everything else. And if I fail anyway, then you'll release him immediately, I say, Break the bond. Try again when you're more prepared. That's what being Blood Queen means. Not being perfect. Being willing to choose right over easy. Every single time. She nods, taking a shaky breath. You know, she says, sometimes I wish I wasn't Blood Queen. That I was just normal. That I didn't have to carry this responsibility. I know, I say, understanding completely. I've felt that way too. But here's what I've learned. Power is neither good nor evil. It's just potential. What matters is how we use it. And you, my brilliant, compassionate daughter, you'll use it to protect, to heal, to prove that Blood Queens can be a force for good. You really believe that? I know it, I say, because I've lived it, built it, proven it possible. And now you'll carry it forward. Make it even better. That's how change works. Each generation builds on the last, improves, grows, becomes more than their parents dreamed. She hugs me tight. Thank you, Mama, for fighting so hard, for choosing right when it was impossible, for showing me what Blood Queen really means. Thank you for being worth fighting for, I reply. That evening, I watch my daughter claim her mate. Watch her fight the compulsion every second. Watch her choose his freedom over and over. Watch her succeed where generations of her ancestors failed. Watch her create a consensual, equal, chosen bond. And I know, we did it. We broke the cycle. Changed the system. Proved that Blood Queens didn't have to be tyrants. That power could be wielded ethically. That freedom was possible even for those born with the ability to enslave. Theron finds me after the ceremony, pulling me close. We did good, he says quietly. We did, I agree. Do you ever regret it? He asks. Giving up absolute power? You could have enslaved everyone. Ruled through compulsion. Had everything. I have everything, I say, gesturing to our daughter dancing with her new mate, to the pack celebrating around us, alphas and omegas, and betas, and former blood slaves all equal, all free, all chosen. To Theron himself. My partner, my mate, my choice. I have what matters, family, freedom, love. Why would I regret that? I love you, he says. I love you too, I reply. Forever. By choice. Forever by choice, he echoes. We stand together watching the celebration, watching the future we built together, the world we changed, the legacy we're leaving. I am Lyra, former blood slave, current blood queen, and I spent my life proving that power doesn't have to corrupt. That choice matters more than control. That freedom is worth fighting for. Even when, especially when, you're the one with the power to take it away. The end.